This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Final hour of power here on this Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, Linnell Willingham and Vic Ferreira taking you up to 7 o'clock. In about a half hour, we'll take a big picture look at the National Football League ahead of week number 15 when our guy Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus, going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on a pivotal week number 15 in the National Football League. A lot more to get to. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, scheduled to join us in the final segment of the program as we continue our pick series here on the show. And Vic, Anthony, and Doc have been cheating all year. I'll just be very honest with our NFL pick system. I want to get your thoughts on this real quick. We have a rule. We do our picks on Fridays. Anthony Haney 1 week didn't turn his picks in until 1:10 p.m. on Sunday. Should his picks be valid for the week? 1:10 on a Sunday. And it was under the international window, Vic. So he already had one up his sleeve.
Did he include that in his list?
You know he did.
Of course he did.
You know he did.
Yeah, to me, that's an invalidated pick. Invalidated.
Thank you. The entire 1 o'clock window should have just been over.
Wiped out.
I'm telling you.
I mean, when you're playing fantasy football,
if you don't set your lineup,
you're locked in. You're screwed.
Thank you.
When you make your picks at 1:10 p.m., kickoff is 1:05, you're locked in.
Thank you. It's a very easy thing to sort through. It doesn't surprise me that you had no difficulties getting to a solution with that, and Doc and Anthony struggled. That is a high-character individual in Slick Vic Ferreira, and then two low-character individuals in Doc Walker and Anthony Haney. I'm telling you. Look, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying what has happened here. Monday morning headline is what we're taking your calls on right now at 301-230-0980. What are the papers going to read on Monday morning after the Commanders and Giants lock horns on Sunday? Tom is in Hyattsville wanting to chime in. What's going on, Tom? How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good, Tom. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I will hopefully be doing better if we get the win on Sunday.
I know.
But I don't think we will, because I think the headlines will read, we lose our ninth. Is it ninth or tenth?
It'd be nine in a row, yeah.
It'd be nine. I don't want them to lose, but I just think that the strategy and the play calling will be the same, and I think they won't get it done. And it's going to break my heart again.
Yeah, I feel you there. Here's the there's some interesting storylines going into this one that maybe we haven't hit on a lot here because the game itself feels like it doesn't matter. This will be Washington's first time seeing Jackson Dart, the rookie sensation for the Giants this year. 11 touchdowns, 3 picks. Would you be surprised, Tom, if I told you this? New York is 2.5-point favorites on Sunday. Washington not going to be favored again for the remainder of the season?
Wow. I'm a little bit, I mean, the way the season has gone, I'm not surprised.
Right.
If you would have told me this, you know, I mean, obviously earlier in the season, maybe by week four, a quarter of the way about through the season, I would have been surprised. But 2 points, I'm not too surprised. The Giants, their coaching staff seems to realize the players they have available, and they strategize for the players they have available.
And they play them.
And they play them. Something I think, you know, Kingsbury or Dan, whoever, the whole management should just realize. Maybe they did realize that, and maybe they're kind of just, the season is over with. But it shouldn't take a blowout from the Vikings for them to realize that. But
yeah, look, hopefully we get off the schneid, Tom. Have a good weekend, my friend. I hope you enjoy the game, man. 301-230-0980 if you have any calls on your Monday morning headline. What are the papers going to read after the Giants and Commanders lock horns coming up on Sunday? Looks like that's it on the calls. We'll wrap up Monday morning headlines. And now it's time to get to, honestly, my favorite part of the Friday show. It's almost like a pregame show, a preview. Nell's Super Six Pack. My top six Commanders who must play well in order for D.C. to win coming up this weekend. Let's get to it, man. Nell's Super Six Pack. Top six Commanders that we're putting under the microscope. Who must play well in order for Washington to get the W coming up this weekend? I'm going to start. I can't believe I'm doing this. Start with Frankie Louvu. Frankie Louvu is someone to me that needs to play well. Next year, he is going into the final year of his contract. Washington is going to have to make a decision this offseason, or maybe they'll make him play out the final year of his deal, as to whether or not they want to bring him back. I think Louvu last year was a man possessed. I thought he run fit pretty well. Even though at times he was doing his own thing, I thought he was a pretty sure tackler. There was an energy level that he brought to the defense that we haven't seen this year. And he just had this knack for constantly being around the football. Frankie Louvu's got to play well here down the stretch, or else I might consider moving on from him. If Frankie Louvu doesn't play well here in the final four games, I may not bring him back. I may look to find a trade partner and get maybe a fourth-round pick or something of that nature in exchange for Frankie Louvu and his services, man. So, Oosh, you got to play well this week, man. Our tribal chief, as our guy Denton Day likes to call him. Number two, Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six Commanders that we're putting under the microscope who must play well Sunday against the Giants. Another linebacker, Jordan McGee. Jordan McGee, to me, has a real opportunity here down the stretch to really carve out a role for the 2026 team. If I was Washington, I would be trying to give McGee every chance possible to ultimately be the successor for Bobby Wagner. Now, like I said, a lot of you are going to disagree. I know. I really could care less what you think. It's my show. I would bring back Bobby Wagner next year, not in a role in which he's playing 99% of the snaps, but in a reduced role so he can help out whoever the replacement is going to be. Dan Quinn actually spoke earlier today about the potential of Jordan McGee being a replacement for Bobby Wagner.
The ways that you try to do it, and when a player's out at the position, then you, in the practice-wise, so for Wags being out for a couple of days, he played all of that spot. And so the experience, the calling it, the communication, so you kind of get these spaces and windows when that happens, and so that's what we did with him. He would be somebody that would be able to do that for sure.
Hey, man, that's a vote of confidence if you ask me. I think internally they like what Jordan McGee brings to the table. The biggest question with him has always been, and it's really been the story of this season for the 2025 Commanders, his health. Your best ability is availability. And for the better part of his two seasons here in the NFL, Jordan McGee has not been available. Last year, they had a big-time role for him in their base defensive package. And they did not get to really unveil that because he couldn't stay healthy. Remember this year in training camp, he got hurt towards the end, and then we didn't see him at the beginning of the year. They got to find out what they have in Jordan McGee, which is why, look, if Bobby Wagner's ever on the injury report, you know what I'm going to say? Hey, Chief, err on the side of caution. Just sit out. so we can see our young guys. Number three, Nell Super Six Pack, top six Commanders that must play well in order for DC to get the victory coming up on Sunday. None other than the big fella, Josh Connerly, the number 29 overall pick in this past April's draft. He faced this Giants team in week one and really struggled, man. Gave up a ton of pressures, gave up, had holding penalties, had sacks. It just wasn't a good performance. But that was week number one. He has gotten so much better since the opening game of the season. I'm eager to see how he looks coming up Sunday against the group that he played in the season opener. Here is Cliff Kingsbury yesterday talking about the growth and development of one Josh Connerly.
Yeah, he has. I mean, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, just some of the tough pass rushers he started his career with. So to see him settle in, not get down, continue to work hard has been good. And I think the run game stuff has improved, pass game stuff has improved, and the game has just slowed down for him. So this last month, I think, is really big for his development, continue to build in the offseason, and then needs to have a great offseason.
Point blank, man. Cliff Kingsbury hitting it right on the head. He's got to build. He's got to have a strong offseason. And finishing is the most important thing here. And he's going to finish with the gauntlet, low-key. I don't want to call it a gauntlet, but the trio of rushers he's going to see this weekend is as good as anybody's in football. Jalen Smith next week for the Eagles ain't going to be a cakewalk. Then you got Donovan Ezeraku, Dante Fowler. That ain't going to be easy. So we'll see, though, just how strong Josh Connerly is able to ultimately finish here. Number four in Nell's Super Six Pack, top six Commanders that must play well. I'm giving you two here. I'm cheating the system. Ben Sinnott and Colson Yankoff. Zach Ertz is going to be out of the lineup this weekend. I think one of those two dudes is going to be given the responsibility of being this team's receiving tight end this weekend on the road against the Giants. Some folks want it to be Ben Sinnott just for the sake of it being Ben Sinnott. I want the best player to play. If they think Colson Yankoff is a better receiving tight end than Ben Sinnott, then so be it. But both of those dudes, no matter what role they're in, that role going to be increased based off of Zach Ertz being on the shelf for the rest of the year. So kudos to those guys. Best of luck to them. Hopefully they can make the most of their opportunity. Number five in Nell's Super Six Pack, top six Commanders under the microscope going into Sunday's game against the Giants. I'm cheating again. Cliff Kingsbury, not a player, but a coach. He was very transparent at the podium yesterday. I think everyone all week long has dunked on Cliff Kingsbury enough. I expect him to bounce back this weekend in a major way, and so does he.
Yeah, I think if you're a competitor, you know, you should be more motivated than ever after a game like that. You know, scoring 0 points shouldn't happen in the NFL, and for us to go out there and do that, I think all of us are chomping at the bit to get back out there and show that that's not who we are. It's just, you know, was a bad game. And I think that is the sentiment of the offense. And so I'm excited to see how we attack the rest of the week and attack Sunday.
They got to find a way to do better. Got blanked last week for the first time since 2019. I think they bounce back in a big way, though, this weekend against the Giants. I think Mariota plays well. I think they're able to run the football. The Giants are a bad team. Hopefully Washington makes them look like a bad team. To wrap up the Super Six Pack, the final Commanders that must play well, new starting corner Antonio Hamilton Sr., as well as Mikey Samristil. No Jonathan Jones this weekend, so I'm assuming it's going to be Hamilton Sr. and Mikey on the perimeter with Noah I in the slot. Antonio Hamilton, a six-year veteran that's been around the block before in this league. He had a good preseason, good camp. I want to see what it looks like in real game action with real game reps when you've got to come up and hit somebody. Eager to see it, man. And then for Mikey Samristil, like we said to start the show, down the stretch is super pivotal for him because if he can show that he's a legitimate outside corner in this league, maybe you don't have to go sign starting bodies, starting competition at the cornerback spot. That's going to do it, though. For Nell's Super Six Pack, top six Commanders under the microscope as we get geared up for Sunday against the Giants. Frankie Louvu, Jordan McGee, Josh Connerly, Ben Sinnott, Colson Yankoff, Cliff Kingsbury, and then the corner duo of Antonio Hamilton Sr. and Mikey Samristil. In about 15 minutes, Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus, going to join us to preview week number 15 of the National Football League. When we get back, though, we'll take a look ahead at my favorite games on the week 15 slate. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, our pal Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus, going to join the program. We'll take a spin around the National Football League, look ahead at all the hot-button storylines as we get geared up for week number 15 in the NFL. Week 15 got kicked off with a banger last night in the NFC South. Bucks and Falcons from Tampa Bay. It was a one-point Falcons win as the Tampa Bay Bucks all of a sudden reeling, man. If you are Atlanta, gotta feel good about yourselves, man. A walk-off Zane Gonzalez field goal from 43 gave Atlanta the victory. And
you know who was the winning who kicked the winning field goal, right?
That boy Zane, who loves kicking in Tampa, by the way.
Tampa Bay must hate Zane Gonzalez right now.
I'm about to say, man, because honestly, now all of a sudden, in this loaded NFC South, the Carolina Panthers in December, Vic, are on top of the division. That's Dave insane. Canales, Bryce Young, stand up, baby. I'm rooting for the Panthers.
I think it's all started. Do you know there was like a Carolina Panthers podcast? I think they like shut down or something.
Yeah,
because
that's
losing.
Actually. I forgot about it totally until you just brought it up. But yes,
ever since they did that. All they do is win.
They've knocked off
what
the Rams.
What do we need to do? Is somebody around this station need to stop doing take command, I guess? The Paulsons need to stop doing
Logan
that?
Logan and Grant, if you want to save the season, quit the podcast.
You're right.
I mean, that's insane, though. The bigger story in that game last night, though, Vic, was our old pal Cousins, 30 of 44, 373, three touchdowns, all going to Kyle Pitts, who had 11 for 166. I should have gotten this ready for you, and I forgot to toss it over to you. But I mean, Todd Bowles post game. I would tell you. I mean, it's too much swearing for you to even try to edit it.
You couldn't even probably air it.
You probably couldn't. No. It'd probably just be bleep bleep bleep
bleep bleep bleep bleep bleep. Yeah.
He was awesome, though. I tweeted something, Vic, and it was met with, like, this guy doesn't know ball. I think Todd Bowles is one of the best coaches in the NFL. When you think about the job he's done in Tampa, how long he's been there in Tampa, and they've won that division, like, 6 years straight. I think he's a really good coach. His defensive chops are amazing. And right now, they're kind of struggling. They've lost two in a row to the Saints and the Falcons. And in total, they've lost five out of their last six, and then they've lost six out of their last eight. So they've been reeling, and they're hurt by injury really bad right now.
Well, they had a third and 20. I mean, they should have won that game.
Yeah.
Third and 28. How do you let them get 14 yards and then down the sideline, Cousins getting that fourth down completion? I mean, the defense absolutely crumbled and lost that game for Tampa Bay.
And that's why people are probably saying, Linnell, why do you think Todd Bowles can coach? Because I know ball. My favorite games on the slate, first and foremost, this is a loaded slate, by the way, this week in the National Football League. A couple of ones that I'll be locked in on, Patriots and Bills from Foxborough. Bills, a 1.5 favorite. If New England wins this, they win the AFC East title. So that should be interesting. What other game that I really, really want to keep an eye on this weekend? Oh, Packers and Broncos in the 4 o'clock window from Denver. Jordan Love is playing as good a ball as anybody right now. Packers actually 2.5-point road favorites. So we'll see what Bo Nix and company have, a potential NFC championship matchup. Also in the 4 o'clock window, Lions on the road taking on the L.A. Rams. I feel like the Rams, who are 6-point favorites, I feel like the Rams are just going to boat race Detroit for whatever reason. I don't see that game being particularly close, but we'll see. And then look at this, Vic. Vegas says, when it comes to the Geritol gunslinger, Philip Rivers. Seahawks, 13.5-point favorites at home against the Philip Rivers-led Indianapolis Colts. What do you expect to see from Philip Rivers this weekend?
I would, for 45 years old, I think is what he is, I would expect his hip to go out at some point. So I'm worried that he's not going to survive the game.
Yeah. And here's what's even more damning about all of this. And I ain't going to lie. If I was Riley Leonard, boy, me and my agent, we'd be up there cussing people out. He has no game status for this weekend. Riley Leonard. The guy that knows the offense in and out because they drafted him to do so. He's not hurt. He's healthy enough to play, and they're still going to start Philip Rivers this weekend. First and foremost, they were willing to play Daniel Jones on a broken freaking leg instead of going to Riley Leonard. If this was like high school, I mean, the parents would be at the coach's neck right now. Why isn't my baby playing? The boy in front of him is hurt. And then you bring in a dude out of a retirement home. He's got grandkids. And they think he's better than Riley Leonard?
But that goes to show you, what's the state of the quarterback position in the NFL? You're telling me there's not like another kind of Joe Flacco? Yeah, he's getting up there, but he's still in the league. He still can do it. You're going to a guy that hasn't played in 5 years.
You're telling me there's
not one guy that... Not even a guy who might have retired last year that might could still play?
I think it's silly. I think it's totally silly.
Like Tony Romo. That's like watching Tony Romo going right out there.
And Tony's smart. He knows that he would get broke the hell up. My whole thing is this, and Vic, I would love to know your perspective. You know who took offense to the Philip Rivers signing?
Who did?
Cam Newton went on his podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Went scorched earth. Should Cam Newton have gotten this opportunity, considering what Shane Steichen wants to do with running the quarterback? Philip Rivers does not fit the mold for Shane Steichen. Shane Steichen, that's an RPO-based attack. You can't run RPO with Philip Rivers. I don't know how it's going to look, honestly. I'm scared for him, and I hope he gets out healthy.
Do you think we see Cam Newton now next year trying to do one of these Philip Rivers kind of returns? Because it seems like he might be a little bit jealous.
Yeah, I would be jealous. I mean, Cam, I feel bad for Cam because in reality, in this situation, he has a point because of what I mentioned. It's an RPO offense. Why would you go Phil Rivers over Cam? Where's Jeff Driskel? I'd sign Jeff Driskel. I don't know what to do.
It's mind-boggling.
It certainly is. That's going to do it for our trip around the NFL. Those are my favorite games on the slate this weekend for week number 15 in the National Football League. To take a deeper dive into week 15, we'll do so coming up next with our pal Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus. He joins us next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock. About a half hour left to go on the program. And, Vic, I just did something that, you know, folks recommend you never do.
Yeah, what do we got?
I read the comments from yesterday's social media post from the show, and we're going to ask our next guest this same question, our pal Dalton Wasserman, joins us right now, Pro Football Focus analyst and also the co-host of the PFF College Football Show with our guy Max Chadwick. Make sure you follow our guy Dalton on the X app, the PFF underscore Dalton. What's going on, Dalton? How you doing, brother? This has become tradition for us.
All is good here, Linnell. Man, you know it's dangerous to read the comments section. You know it's dangerous.
Yeah, I went into some very, very shallow waters, I guess is how I would put it. So this is the conversation we were having yesterday on the show, Dalton. So as you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, because that would really be bad, next offseason is when Jayden Daniels first becomes extension eligible and is able to negotiate a long-term extension with the franchise. And my question was, well, what do you need to see from him next year to go to the negotiating table and feel comfortable negotiating potentially on a market resetting deal, talking 5 years, maybe $70 million annually? And then I asked this question, and people were all obviously frustrated. If you had to make the decision today on whether or not you were going to commit to Jayden Daniels long term, would you do it? Is that a fair question? And what would your answer be?
I think the one thing that would make it a fair question is obviously the injuries that he's dealt with this year. I think a guy, you want to see a guy, first of all, in his third season next year in the NFL, play all 17 games and be healthy, actually, you know, and he even missed a game or two last year, you know, due to some injuries. And you want to see him fix the playing style just a little bit so he doesn't take so many hits, right, and leave himself vulnerable so often. I think that's really the conversation. When it comes to production and how good he is, I mean, yeah, to me, if you told me I have to make that choice right now, I would extend him for sure. I mean, what we saw from him last year, bringing that team to the Final Four, right, the NFC Championship game, and now this team still needs to build some other things around him. But you see it now. There's only so many teams that have a franchise quarterback. To me, he's proven that he can be that guy. He's just got to stay on the field.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So, Dalton, for the reason you mentioned, I would say, and here's the caveat I was doing, and this is sports talk radio, right? Everyone gets it. We have a job to do, give opinions, push narratives, and most importantly, get people to think. Dalton, my thought process was this. If I had to pay him today, and we're talking about going to the table and asking for a potential market resetting contract, potentially $70 million annually or something like that, I just don't know if I could do it right now based off of the injury track record and the way that he played this year when he was healthy. Dalton, you know it, man. I mean, he was, these numbers via NFL Pro, he was the worst quarterback in the NFL this year versus the blitz. Lowest completion percentage, lowest yards per attempt. And when he got blitzed and heated up this past weekend against Minnesota, 9 for 20, 78 yards and a pick.
No, for sure. I mean, it's something that is teachable, right? I think
right.
I don't even think it is just Jaden. I think there's a part of it. This past week, I thought Cliff Kingsbury
yes.
got out-coached by Brian Flores. I think the offensive line, obviously, is young, especially at that right tackle spot with Josh Connerly. They're figuring things out as they go, and the receiving core just hasn't been consistent all year either. So, yes, obviously, he hasn't been good against the blitz, and I think, you know, as teams have seen more tape on Cliff Kingsbury's offense, I think they've started to make the adjustments needed to beat the Commanders, right? But I think, you know, there's also the counterpunch that has to come from Kingsbury as well. And then just Jaden being in a rhythm, again, playing every week, being in a rhythm with these receivers and really just figuring things out with this team and with this group of weapons that he has. So I do think there is obviously hope to come back from this year, just the entire thing from the Terry McLaurin contract situation to Jaden's injuries to year two under Cliff Kingsbury, which in the past has been a problem as well. Everything's felt disjointed this year, so I don't think that's something alone that would make me, you know, that would deter me away from Jaden Daniels by any means. But he does need to be better, obviously, and that's part of just growing up and playing quarterback in the league.
I totally agree with you. And look, it was something that you do when you're paid to talk about a team, Dalton, 3 hours a day that is 3-10. And have lost 8 in a row. So you're pulling topics out of the wazoo. People are all frustrated with it, saying, oh, you're giving up on the kids so soon. No, it's not at all what I'm doing. It was a isolated question, and I gave a isolated response. I want to get to this slate of games coming up here in Week 15 because we got another juicy, juicy slate. I want to start in this 1 o'clock window, and you know where I'm going with this, Dalton. Patriots, Bills from Foxborough. Bills, a 1.5-point favorite. I feel like, Dalton, I just can't trust Buffalo based off of the defense. What is your thought going into this game?
I agree. I mean, on our show, I picked New England to win this game. I think it is going to be a very good football game, and you know Josh Allen never goes down without a fight. You know if Buffalo can get to running the football and be two-dimensional in their offense, they can be really good. But I'm with you. Look, Drake May and Josh McDaniels, once they found the rhythm in the second half of that first game in Buffalo, they were really tearing this defense to shreds. And this Buffalo defense, I'm with you. I still don't trust them, right? Even this past week against Cincinnati, they still gave up 34 points at home, and the Buffalo offense also isn't quite as consistent on the road as it is in Buffalo. In Buffalo, they might be the best offense in football, but on the road, there's been times where it's traveled well and other times where it hasn't. You saw the loss to Houston, the loss at Miami as well, so it's going to be a hostile environment. You've got the AFC East title on the line for New England if they win it, and I just think Drake May has been outstanding this year, and that New England team, they got the right mix of veterans and kids on that team who have just been putting it together, and their offense is really explosive. I like New England in that game.
It's going to be fascinating, man. I want to ask you this. Man, I keep saying that. First of all, last week on Sunday Night Football, watching Houston and Kansas City go at it, man, was probably, in my opinion, one of the best games of the season. I just love the physicality of it. Houston's my Super Bowl pick in the AFC dating back to the summer, so I'm happy that they're finally, you know, hitting their stride. Is Kansas City on life support right now, and do you think there's any chance they're able to rattle off I guess, four straight victories here and secure that wild card spot in the AFC?
They are certainly on life support. That is probably a generous way of putting it. They have a very slim chance of getting to the playoffs, and the only reason that they have a shot is because two of their games are against the Raiders and the Titans, and I expect them to win both of those. And the Chargers have a very hard schedule going down the stretch here, including this Chiefs game right here. If they can beat the Chargers and then just kind of take care of business, they will at least maybe have some life going into Week 18, because that Chargers offensive line situation is not good at all, and they got some tough opponents coming. But that's the team they're trying to catch. They're not going to catch Houston. Houston's got a good schedule, and they have the tiebreaker, right? The Bills have the tiebreaker over them. So you're looking at, a team in the Chargers they have to catch. They have to win this game. This will be the final nail in the coffin if they don't beat the Chargers. But that is their one small bit of hope there, is that if the Chargers fall apart down the stretch with this offensive line looking the way it looks right now.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I think they're probably, and I say this with all due respect, Dalton, they're probably the biggest frauds in the conference to me. I just don't believe in them when it comes to postseason time. Don't think the offense is explosive enough. I don't think the defense is really that good. I think it's a byproduct of going up against some bad offenses this year. But we'll see how that one ultimately plays out. I know the Eagles have looked just terrible, and they're without Big Lane Johnson and Jalen Carter this weekend. The way that their run defense has struggled here, is this an Ashton Jeanty spot potentially for some fantasy owners here, man? Do you think the Raiders can make this game competitive even without Geno Smith?
If the Raiders make this game competitive, you're going to see some real panic set in there in Philadelphia. And look, they're already doing Easter bunnies and
Right.
Taking people's houses and doing all that stuff. Yeah. But like, if they can't blow the Raiders out, they're going to have a real problem, because this Raiders team is another one. The number of injuries on their offensive line has just killed their whole. It's killed their whole offense, right? Yeah. Ever since, especially Colton Miller, big left tackle, the star there, got hurt. They've had issues all year, man. Ashton Jeanty, what is the stat? In the last four games, Ashton Jeanty has negative yards before contact when he's
crazy.
Running the football. I mean, if they can't stop this Raider team, and now with Kenny Pickett going in there, ironically their backup from last year, if they can't stop this Raider team and hold them to 10 points or less, then they have a real problem. And on the other side of it, Jalen Hurts better look good this week, or the noise is going to get real loud. There's really, to me, no logical reason this game should even be close. But this is where Philadelphia is at right now, that we even have to talk about this. So if they don't at least look really good, you know, and get a convincing win out of this, I think we really start to talk about Philadelphia and their viability as a Super Bowl contender.
Mm. Strong stuff from our guy Dalton Wasserman, a Pro Football Focus. Real quick here on Jalen Hurts, because I thought about this, Dalton, when he first signed the deal. The Eagles got him on a pretty team-friendly contract when you consider the AAV and where the quarterback numbers have gone here in the past several years. It was only $110 million guaranteed at signing. It's about $51 million annually. The cap hit jumps to $31 next year, so still not that bad. Is there any way that things go so sideways with Jalen Hurts this year that they look to potentially move on here?
I don't think so. I think they're going to have to ride it out. I mean, you know, because you sit there and it's kind of like one of those things where you go, what is the alternative,
yeah.
right? With, for as much as, you know.
Tanner McKee season?
I mean, if you want to take that gamble, feel free. But this is also a guy who's gotten you to two Super Bowls. They make the playoffs every year. He won it last year, and he's played really well in those two Super Bowls. So for as much as, yeah, he's on the cold spell right now, and they got a lot of things to figure out in their offense, I don't think Hurts is on the hot seat. I do think there's a chance that their offensive coordinator, Kevin Petullo, would be on the hot seat. It's kind of like it was a couple years ago with Brian Johnson, when they had replaced him and then gone and gotten Kellen Moore to run their offense. You could see that. I think that's more likely than the quarterback situation really changing at all.
Our guy James Palmer put out this tweet when Phillip Rivers announced he was signing. He called him the Geritol Gunslinger. How do you think the Geritol Gunslinger fares this weekend on the road, taking on the 12th man in the Seahawks?
That's a tough task. Seattle's, that's the best way I can put that. That's a tough That's a tough task against, you know, a top 3-5 defense in Seattle, playing on the road at Seattle with the 12th man there. And look, Mike McDonald just got a great unit at all three levels that he's operating with. And to be honest with you, the big thing for me with the Colts is I don't really care who their quarterback is. They have to be able to run the football to win ball games, right? They have lost all five games in which they had less than 90 rushing yards. If you stop the run, whether it's Daniel Jones, Riley Leonard, Phillip Rivers, whoever, if you stop the run, you feel really good about your chances of winning. And then with Rivers out there, man, 44 years old, hasn't played in almost 5 years, right? You don't feel good about him being in third and long situations against that defense. So as much as Shane Steichen can create space in the running game, he's going to be able to, he's going to need to be able to do that in order to have a chance against that defense.
I don't get the thought process, Dalton. I mean, this is a RPO-based attack for the most part. It feels like that's what Shane Steichen comes from. That's his roots. We know Phillip's not running the RPO. I mean, is Riley Leonard that bad that they chose to play Daniel Jones on a broken leg? And then they decided once he went down, they're going to go get 44-year-old Phillip Rivers. Is it an indictment on Riley Leonard to this point and how he's developed in this system? I mean, they drafted the kid, Dalton.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to know. Plus, Leonard obviously is more athletic. But, you know, Rivers, you know, his knowledge of the offense, his rapport with Steichen, and I guess they really like what they've seen this week. It is an interesting situation that I don't really remember ever seeing something like this. You know, where it's like, and you know, this, you bring in a veteran, usually the guy's 34, 35, he's on the back end, but this is beyond the back end. He's on the Hall of Fame ballot.
Right.
You know, so it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know if it's so much that, it's just they're just looking for somebody with experience. And apparently he was running the same offense, you know, down there coaching high school ball in Alabama. But no, I mean, this really is a unique situation. I don't know that it's an indictment necessarily on Riley Leonard so much as Shane Steichen just trusts Phillip Rivers, and he's coached him before and he knows him. So,
yeah.
You know, it's an odd one for sure against a really good defense, and maybe he just doesn't want the rookie starting against that Seattle defense.
It's going to be fascinating to see, man. Dalton, appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy Week 15. Enjoy the Heisman ceremony tomorrow. Who are you rolling with for that, by the way, pal?
I think it's going to be Fernando Mendoza. I think that Ohio State win was enough to get him over the line there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, man. Dalton Wasserman, Pro Football Focus. Appreciate you making some time for us, Dalton.
Absolutely. Appreciate you as always, Linnell. Thank you.
That is Dalton Wasserman, one of the absolute best talking all things college football, as well as the National Football League. Make sure you check out the Pro Football Focus College Football Show with Dalton Wasserman, who just joined us, and our pal Max Chadwick. One final segment left to go on the show. We're getting ready to throw up the bat signal for the DOC, Super Bowl champion, Rick Doc Walker. Get ready to join us next. About five minutes left to go on the program before we say goodbye for the weekend. It's time to do our weekly NFL game picks. To do so, we tag in our Super Bowl winning tight end, DOC, Rick Doc Walker, the co-host here of the Burgundy and Gold today. DOC, how are you, my friend?
Hanging in there, man. I fired y'all last week. The only reason I'm doing this is because Vic's there. Y'all are unorganized.
Oh man, here we go. You know your producer is somewhere with his wave cap on, drinking a mojito with his feet in the sand.
You got Vic and you got the boss in today, so
that's all that matters. I told him. I texted Anthony. I said, I'll be honest, man. I miss you, but the show was just marketably better without you. Just saying.
Well, I mean, come on, Vic. I think Anthony understands.
Let's start with Browns and Bears. Coming up from Chicago, Bears coming off a loss this past weekend to the Packers. The Browns, though, continuing to star Shador Sanders. Doc, who do you like in this one?
What is it? Is it 1 degrees?
I don't know what the game day temperature is going to
be. I was there for a Bear game that was it was not even human to be there. I was on the sideline. It was doing a game against the Atlanta Falcons and the Bears. I just don't know. How you can't, although Cleveland, it's no, they're used to it. I'm stretched on this one because.
This one's hard. It is.
Miles, because you know, their defense, if the weather's a factor, their defense is overwhelming. I'm going Browns.
Man, that's tough. I'm going to go Browns as well. We got a real rapid fire here. We got about 2.5 minutes left. Ravens and Bengals from Cincinnati. I am going to go with the Bengals to get the sweep over Baltimore this year.
Yeah, they're impressive. With Burrow, a different crew, and I don't trust the Crows anymore.
Yeah, Chargers and Chiefs. The Chiefs are on life support. They're 6-point favorites via DraftKings. I'm actually going to go with Kansas City. I think they keep their season alive.
Chargers.
Oh, I knew who you was going with. I already know. You're probably done with Kansas City at this point.
Yeah, one hour, bro.
Bills at Patriots. Doc, if the Patriots win, they clinch the AFC East title. I am going to go with New England.
Buffalo.
Giants and Commanders. I am going to actually take Washington. I think they got to get off the schneid.
Yeah, you know, and not just being a joke. I don't know because we're schizophrenic. Yeah. I have no idea who's going to show up.
Yeah.
Just out of sympathy for them because they're pathetic performance of last week. Yeah. There's no way you can come out and humiliate yourself 2 weeks in a row like they did. I think they'll bounce back.
We got a couple easy ones. Raiders and Eagles, I'm assuming we're both taking the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Jets and Jaguars, we're both taking the Jags.
Yeah.
Cardinals and Texans, we're both taking the Texans. Packers, Broncos is another tough one. I'm going to actually go. I'm going to go with Denver in this one. I think their defense overwhelms Jordan Love.
Yeah, Packers.
Lions and Rams. This is a really good one. I think the Rams win this one, but the Lions need it bad.
Yeah, they're just a better team.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
It's in L.A. too, so.
Yeah, Rams.
Yeah. Panthers and Saints. Panthers right now atop the division after Tampa lost last night. I think they stay there and they beat New Orleans on Sunday.
Agreed.
Titans and 49ers, Niners, that's an easy one. Phillip Rivers coming out of retirement. Doc, your quick thoughts on that as we wrap up here? I'm going to take the Seahawks, by the way.
The Seahawks are dominant. Yeah. But good for him that he helped the high school kids out, stayed in shape, and it's a lot of people my age, we need to stay in shape, so I'm all for it.
10 seconds, Vikings and Cowboys.
Vikings.
Dolphins, Steelers to wrap up the week.
Steelers.
All right, I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Steelers. That is going to do it, though, here for a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Thank you to the DOC. Thank you to Vic. Thank you to Dalton Wasserman. Thank you for your calls. Also, thank you to our pal, to Sean Reed. I'm back with you Sunday hosting the Burgundy and Gold pregame show with my guy Denton Day right here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.